World-renowned New York-based painter and sculptor Ziggy Ben Haim's exhibit, Made in the USA, is now up at the Lake Placid Center for the Arts. Made in the USA exhibits a cross-section of works, paintings, sculptures, and drawings. It also includes a new series of paintings on burlap created this year. And Ben Haim has also stated that his paintings on aluminum address the current state of environmental affairs, which concerns humanity's place in the universe. The large-scale, multi-layered works present nature as simultaneously fragmented and grand. Elements both disparate and familiar, such as leaves, bricks, ants, and water, derive from his own recurring iconography, and which address issues of habitat loss, global warming, and the delicate balance between culture and the environment. Again, this is Made in the USA. It's now up at the Lake Placid Center for the Arts, and it's a great pleasure to welcome painter and sculptor Ziggy Ben Haim to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice to have you here.
Thanks.
How did this exhibit come together? How long has this been in the works, as it were?
Well, I've been approached about a few months ago, and a lady from there, she saw the my work here, and she thought it would be appropriate to show it at Lake Placid. So that's how it started, and we start working on it to choose the right work and to represent it right, the way that I want it and the way that they want it, and it came out really nice. We're all pleased.
The eclectic nature of the show obviously showcases the difference in mediums and the difference, the great variety that you use in your work. So in choosing that, did you want a little bit of everything to show the many facets of what you do?
There is a concept behind that kind of approach. I always work on opposite things, one against the others, and because opposite forces actually, in my opinion, in our living environment, they are the most important things, you know. And so I choose images that they are one against the others. I choose the color one against the others, the sizes, even the material that I work with, soft and hard. And that's what represents really what our surrounding.
The environmental nature, the idea of having these works say something, has that always been a part of your work, or is that something that has evolved over time?
No, it was always, it just changed the clothing. It went through different stages, but the core of that concept was all over my work through all the years that I've been working on.
And is the idea to show nature, to show what is possible or what we're losing, or is it really to have, and I use this word somewhat, not directly, but the idea of activism, of where you making a statement.
It's actually, it's a symbolism. It symbolized what really our environment is. And the environment is the nature and our own environment too. So there is something that's more realistic and something more abstract. And that's again, one against the others. And so the images that I choose, they're coming from both sides. The real nature and our own environment, you know, psychologically speaking. And those are the things that actually, when put them together, that's what create or emphasize who we are, actually, our identity and what related to that.
In the use of the materials, is there anything that doesn't work? I mean, is it? I mean, you're using ants, for goodness sake. So,
yeah.
Are you always looking for new things to use?
Yeah, I always try to find another avenue to express what I want to do. With the ants, for instance, I went to, I had a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts in the 80s, and I went to Costa Rica to the rainforest there to photograph those ants that they're carrying the leaves on top of their heads. And the reason for that, because to show that disproportion that exists, that ant and the leaves, and weight-wise and size-wise, and that's really where who we are also, the way that we live. There's such a disproportion in anything, and that was I use that as a metaphor in my work, and I put. What I did actually, I took a brick, which is symbolized our invention, our creativity for generation, and a leaf, which is part of nature that's given to us. In order for us to survive, we have to combine those two, the leaf and the brick. And again, they showed no proportion between them, like the ants and the leaf on top of it. So those kind of metaphors I used in my work, and they are extended. I always look for new ones that will represent that kind of a concept.
So as I mentioned this in the introduction, so much of what you do, it has us thinking about this delicate balance between culture and the environment. And I'm interested of how much you think about what we think about as a viewer. I mean, how concerned in the creation of the art are you of what we get out of it?
Well, first of all, I think in art, everybody has to see whatever they want to see in it. That's the first thing. But I have to know what I'm doing and to try to pass a message. And I hope that people will get that message. So I use for that symbol, visualized symbols, and some of them are abstract symbols. And I put them together to try to make that kind of statement. And I hope people getting that. If not, they will enjoy just what they're looking at.
Hmm. How much do you want them discussing it? I mean, do you enjoy that process of hearing people and knowing what they think and how it moves them and how it inspires or informs their thoughts on a particular subject?
Very much. I really would like feel that the people really getting into it, because my job, it's like to represent things that I think we should really pay attention to them. I'm not trying to solve any problem in the world, and it's not my job, but I can emphasize on some ideas that's happening or event that's happening, and people should take a stand and decide what to do with that. If the environment, with the pollution, with the global warming, whatever, who said it is, or whatever, you know, you give them the material in certain way to the people, and then to make them aware and make them thinking about it, and maybe we'll do something about it too.
Do you think on these issues, is there an anger that is embedded in what you do, an anger as to the problems that we have and our hand in causing them in the first place?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because it's there are things that exist already, and they need to be changed somehow. And I think by pointing out what those problems are and what those issues are, it's make people really thinking about it and try to change it too.
And because when we see these, when we see your works, which are often very large and tell us a great story, there's inherent beauty there, but there is also often that conflict and often that look of, okay, this is very pretty, but this is impinging on it.
you know, the prettiness in the work, it's just to attract. It's like a bee when it goes to a flower, you know. If the flower is beautiful, it will attract the bee. So that's the same thing. The beauty part of the work, it's just to grab those people to look at it, in a way. But there is the message is beneath that. And I like that kind of contrast to one thing against the others to represent that kind of approach to look at the work.
And that message often is that that beauty is being destroyed or is it at very least in peril.
Yeah, you know, there is something about something beautiful. Sometimes we forget that it's really beautiful. We think it's a passé, you know. But I think it's beauty. It's something that whoever, it's in the mind of people. Whatever they see, they could decide if that's beautiful for them or not. For you, it's beautiful. For me, maybe not. But I'm trying to kind of give them that kind of information that they can choose their way. But the message behind it, it's really what's the important part.
When do you realize in the creation of a piece of art, when do you realize the message?
It started this way. I have an idea in general what I'm doing, you know, the direction that I'm doing. And then when I decided now I will do a work with three-dimensional or two-dimensional, because in my opinion at that moment, this part of the idea it's can be expressed better in that kind of material or this size or in that form to do that. So it really depends what I have in mind at the moment when I work. That's how I choose the the material that I'm working with and the size and so on. Another thing is I get bored doing the same thing all the time. I think it's important to have more choice in your work, and it's I have to get excited about it when I'm doing them. So that's why I work with different material, with different sizes or color or whatever, but at the same time, they're all connected. That's the main thing.
And even in this show, Made in the USA, there is that connection.
Yeah, definitely. What I did in that show, I chose it carefully. I had kind of cross-section about 5 years or so, except the sculpture, some of them are earlier a little bit, just to give people, because I never showed there. That's my first time. Mm-hmm. And I want to give them kind of cross-section how things develop and what I and how I got to this point that I'm doing now. For instance, all those years I worked with aluminum because it's hard material, industrial material, it's a cold material, and it interests me to do artwork with it. And recently it's the opposite of that. It's something softer, more natural, so I choose burlap to work on, which is really the contrast to the hard aluminum. This is soft, this is cold, and this is warm. So those kind of opposites what interests me.
Well, the exhibit is Made in the USA. It's now up at the Lake Placid Center for the Arts. It runs through August 16th. For more information, you can go to lakeplacidarts.org, lakeplacidarts.org. Ziggy Van Hamme, thank you very much for being with us this morning. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Very nice. Again, more information about Made in the USA at the Lake Placid Center for the Arts through August 16th can be found at lakeplacidarts.org. A quick programming note, Dick Cavett was scheduled to be on the program this hour, and we were unable to reach him. However, he will be on the program on Friday morning, a little after 10 o'clock. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.